Monday, 24th of December, Rabbi Emmanuel Ganan. Meaty topic, some halachos of Basra B'cholot.
Good morning, Rabbi Shai. The question we're going to be dealing with this morning is the following. Person, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he's hungry, although despite having had his lunch, he's hungry, takes out his smelling chocolate, his wife's treat, gave him, and he makes a bracha with kavana, holds it in his right hand as one should. He makes a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, and he came a melech ha'ilam, she'atol niyam b'dvoni. Just as he's about to taste, he realizes it's only an hour and a half since he's had his meaty lunch, since he's had his cold cut sandwiches, and he wants to know what to do. So Rabotai, what do we advise this person to do? On the one hand, if he doesn't eat, if he doesn't taste of the chocolate, he'll be rendered in the unfortunate circumstance of having made a bracha levatona. On the other hand, dare we advise him to take some of the chocolate? We over on the isor bottle of chalav. He's eating chalav, not having waited the required amount of time. Is he allowed to taste of some of the chocolate in order to prevent himself having made a bracha levatola? That is the question we are going to be discussing today. Any thoughts on the topic?
In Holland there'll be no problem because
they're nice to wait an hour. Correct. In Holland there'll be no problem. But what about in other places, such as Golders Green? So Rabbi Brandeis suggests that maybe since we're talking about a prohibition which is also midrabanon, because the Issur min HaTorah is only if you eat it together, Ali Dei Bishul, as I'll explain shortly. Perhaps here we will give him, there will be a permissibility of a way out, and he will allow him to taste some of the chocolate. So let us go back to the Makoros to discuss the Issur of Vosa V'Cholov and return to our question. As we know, there is an Issur. It says in the Torah, 3 times, Rabbi Yisrael, Lo Yisavashel Di B'Chalei V'Moy. 3 times, it says in the Torah, one may not cook a kid in its mother's milk. Why did it say 3 times, Rabbi Yisrael? Achila, Hana, and Bishul. That means even if I want to cook, milk in a meaty pot, and I want to throw it away, I may not do so. Right? And there's an infinity, you may not give Vosa V'Cholov to your animal or to a guy. And of course, the Issur Achila. However, the Issur min HaTorah, many people are unaware, is only if you actually mevashel them together. Only if you cooked it. Only Ali Dei Bishul. Because in the end of the day, that is how the Torah phrased the prohibition. Lo Yisavashel Di B'Chalei V'Moy. Hence, the Issur min HaTorah is only Ali Dei Bishul. Therefore, the epitome that which we think a cheeseburger is a sign of something which is actually kosher. Ironically, if it's not hot, if those items, the slice of cheese is not hot, and nor is the beef burger inside, we're not talking about Issur Doraisa. What's the nafkamina? Because something which is only osul midrabanon, for instance, a piece of meat which was soaked, it's called kovush, in milk, and therefore extracted some of the milk and took it in, it's called blias, it was boiler. Nevertheless, so of course this piece of meat is forbidden to eat, nevertheless you're allowed to give it to the guy, you're allowed to give it to your animal, because since it's not osul min HaTorah, Chazal, in order to make a distinction between that which is osul min HaTorah and that which is osul midrabanon, they did not forbid Basa V'Cholov V'Hana, which is only osul midrabanon. Right? Those are the Issurim min HaTorah. As we said though, of course, Basa V'Cholov is forbidden to eat even together, even if they're not cooked together. The reason being, for the simple fact that if we were to permit one to eat Basa V'Cholov, this cheeseburger, which is not hot, and then he'll easily come to eat both of the challah and the bishul. So therefore, Chazal were made this harchaka, and one may not eat any bottle of challah together, including that the type of bottle which is not also in Atayah. What's that, Rabbi Yisrael? What type of meat is not also in Atayah? Chicken and fish is not meat. And what, turkey, oi? And chaya, an undomesticated animal, such as a tzvi, a deer, those we paskin are not also in Atayah. Hence, if one cooked chicken in milk, is one allowed to give it to his dog? Yeah, because since it's only an Isur Midrabanan, one may give it to, one may benefit from it. Chazal, as we said, Wamachik, one may not eat meat and milk together at all. However, if one ate cheese or a milky product, one may eat meat straight away. As long as one does kinuach v'adocha. Kinuach v'adocha means rinsing one's mouth out of the remainders which is left inside the mouth, and that is a requirement. Even if you don't think you've got anything left in your mouth, that comprises of two parts: kinuach al yedei, any food apart from dates and apart from flour is brought down, and a certain vegetable. You can use any food and chew it in your mouth, and either you can swallow it, or if you want to, if you don't want to eat it, you can spit it out and throw it away. And then you need to do hadocha as well. That means rinse out your mouth with a liquid. That is the halacha if one eats milk and then meat. The minhag to wait half an hour is a minhag be'alma, but in the Gemara, it's mevorah, in the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to eat meat straight after milk, milky product. However, as we know, one may not do so the other way around. If one ate meat, one may not eat milk. Why is that? So, in the Gemara, it's Mavor, in the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, the requirement is, Mar Ukva said that I did not eat, I made sure that on the meal which I ate meat, I did not eat meat on that meal, but I waited till the next meal. Sorry? I did not. I waited to eat milk until the next meal. Most Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rif, and the followers, they hold that the Gemara means to give a fixed shear. There is a fixed shear, a fixed amount of time that you have to wait between meat and milk. And what the Gemara means, that you have to wait until the next meal, is that you are required to wait the amount of time which is between the day meal and the night meal. In those days, in the days of Chazal, then the Suda Shachris was, let's say, midday on an equinox, where the day started from 6 and ended at 6. So the meal, Suda Shachris, was at 12 p.m., midday. And the Suda's Arvis was at 6 p.m. So all the Gemara means is that you should wait 6 hours. Right? And this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siman Pei Tes Seif Aleph. Ochal Basar, if one ate meat, afilu shel chaya v'oif, even if it was chaya v'oif, which as we've said is only midrabanan, lo yoichal gvina achrav, one may not eat cheese afterwards, ad sheyishei shei shoyf. So the Kabbalah says clearly you need to wait 6 hours. Right. Now, what is the reason, Rabbi Yisai, for this requirement to wait 6 hours? So the Torah brings two reasons. The Torah brings number one reason, which seems to be based on Rashi, that why is it that one eats meat and then milk, one needs to wait 6 hours, yet the other way around one doesn't. So the Torah brings that meat has this special unique feature that when one swallows meat, it brings up, it has shuman, it has a fatty substance to it, and that shuman, as one swallows a piece of meat, then that shuman comes out into the mouth and remains for a period of time. That means it's a unique feature which we find by meat. Now, even if you'll find, of course, certain minced meat or certain meat which won't have this phenomena, phenomenon. Nevertheless, as we know, Chazal always made a loy plug. Chazal made an absolute isur, and therefore, since Chazal saw that meat generally has this feature to it that can have its taste remaining for a long time after you've swallowed that piece of meat, therefore Chazal required you to wait 6 hours, because by then that taste will have been eliminated. This is the reason given by the Torah. However, the Rambam gives a completely different reason. The Rambam says the reason is because of Bosa ben Hashinayim. Meat gets stuck in the teeth more than other foods. Right? As we know, strands, goulash, and strands of meat can get embedded in the teeth, and they can stay there. And even if one tries to do kinuat v'adochot, to rinse one's mouth out, it won't help to take out those pieces of meat which are embedded in one's teeth. So that is the reason why one is required to wait 6 hours. However, Rabbi Yisai, what does it help to wait 6 hours? If the problem is meat, I mean, according to the first reason, it's understood. The taste, there's obviously a limit to how long the taste can stay in the mouth. But according to the Rambam, why does it help to wait 6 hours? If I'm concerned about the meat which is embedded in the teeth, so why won't it be there after 6 hours? So the Torah says an unbelievable chiddush in the opinion of the Rambam. The Torah says the Rambam holds that after 6 hours it's not called meat anymore, and therefore that's why you're allowed to eat, because you're not eating meat and milk anymore. That thing which is in your mouth, it's not called meat. And therefore, says the Torah, according to the Rambam, after 6 hours, what happens if you find a piece of meat in your mouth, according to the Rambam? Do you have to extract it?
No.
No, you don't have to take it out. It's not called meat anymore, says the Torah. According to the Rambam, that's the way that halacha would come out. However, according to the first reason, that we said that it's nothing to do with the meat between the teeth, then we have got no mekara for such a big chiddush. Therefore, we take both opinions, the Chumrah. We take the Chumrah, we hold like both opinions, like both reasons, and we take the severities of both reasons. Hence, as we said, if we're machmir for the first reason, that means if we find a piece of meat in one's mouth, then one has to take it out, even after 6 hours. And what's the Chumrah of the Rambam's opinion? So the Torah says that according to the first opinion, what happens if you want to chew something, you haven't got a food processor, so you want to chew something for the baby, for the child. It's too hard for him, so you want to grind it up for him. So you chew it with your teeth. So according to the first reason why you didn't swallow that meat, this feature where it brings up the taste is only when you swallow the meat. But if you don't swallow the meat, it doesn't have this feature of bringing up the shum and bringing up the fat into one's mouth. So therefore, according to the first reason, you wouldn't have to wait 6 hours. But according to the second reason, according to the Rambam, what difference does it make whether you chew it, whether you swallow it or not? Therefore, we take on the chumras of both opinions, and this is what the Mechaber means when he continues, "Va'afilo im shar keshiur," even if he's waited the required amount of time, "im yesh bosa ben hashinayim," if there is still meat embedded in the teeth, "tzorich la'asiroi," one needs to remove it. V'alayas litinoik, that's chumra number one, and it's chumra number two. Halayas litinoik, one who chews for the child, tzarech lehamtin. Even in such a case, one is required to wait 6 hours. Now, a very important addition that Rambam brings here is that when you find the meat in your mouth after 6 hours, not only do you have to take out that meat, but one needs to do kinuach v'adoch as well. People are not aware of this requirement. They think, perhaps it doesn't happen so often that one finds pieces of meat in one's mouth after 6 hours, but even then you have to treat it as if you must do kinuach v'adochah because of the remainders in your mouth. And that's what Rambam says, the imotza achar kach, that means even after 6 hours, bosa ben shemina shenayim asiro tzorich la'adiach piv kodim she'achal vina, you have to rinse out your mouth before you want to eat a piece of before you want to eat milk. So therefore, if a person finds first thing in the morning, getting up late, he didn't manage to brush his teeth, he's about to have his cup of coffee, and he sees one strand of meat, then he should take out that piece of meat and wash out, rinse out his mouth with kinuach v'adocha before he sips his coffee.
What about the bottle of the shishi?
Sorry?
Bottle b'shushim
carrying. First of all, it's not going to be bottle b'shushim. The amount of amount, yeah, but the amount. First of all, and also, secondly, you're not allowed. Ain't mebatlin lechatchila. Bottle b'shushim. No, one's not allowed to put an issur into an heter, even if it will be mutar afterwards. But one may not be rely on bitul lechatchila, so that one shouldn't come to that circumstance if it's avoidable. Right. So according to the Mechaber, you need to wait 6 hours, and we see no way out of this predicament. So we can't advise this person to taste this chocolate, because he's got an absolute requirement to sit, wait 6 hours.
And wait,
I'm just coming to that. Yeah. Clearly. Yeah. Equally, this applies even to chicken and chayim. So this is according to the Mechaber. So we have got no eitzah so far. However, as we know, as some of you have remarked, there is another minhag which the Rama brings, that one is not allowed. The prohibition of Chazal was to eat milk in the same meal as the meat. Right? The Gemara does not say 6 hours. That's the Rambam that says the Gemara means the amount of time between the two meals. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says you mustn't eat it in the same meal. You must wait until the next meal. So this opinion which the Rambam brings holds, if you want to, even straight away, as long as you bench, as long as you make bracha achrayna and you've shown that you've finished that meal, then you can eat milk straight away. Right? This is the opinion of Tosfos. They're brought in Chulin Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, that you may eat milk straight away as long as one does kinuach v'adocha, one rinses one's mouth out and does brachat amazon or bracha. Or if he didn't eat a bread based meal, then he makes a bracha achreina. So that now this is a new achila, this is a new eating session from the eating of meat. This is an opinion that the Rama brings. And what is the minhag which the Rama brings? The minhag is like this latter opinion, however, with a bit of a compromise, that we add an additional hour, as we said. That means one needs to do Birkas HaMotzen. You need to be metzalek. It's called a siluk. That means I've finished off that meal. This is a new eating session. Together with an extra hamtona, a waiting of 1 hour. This hour can be either before Birkas HaMotzen or after Birkas HaMotzen. As long as you've got the two, that means the hour plus the Birkas HaMotzen, the siluk, that is good enough. That is the minhag brought by the Rama, and was the prevailing minhag in Ashkenaz. However, the Rama brings that the Medakdikim waits 6 hours. Right? And that is the correct thing to do. The correct thing to do is, although, despite the fact that the minhag is to wait an hour, nevertheless, the correct thing to do is to wait 6 hours like the Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, back to our question. If, according to the Rama, it's only a correct thing to do, right? The Lashon of the Rama, v'chein nochen la'asui. It is correct. It's not an obligation. We can't point a finger and say, he's an avarion, he's a transgressor because he didn't wait 6 hours. Can't do that. But it is a correct thing to do. So therefore, according to the Rama, the requirement to wait is of lesser severity than according to the Mechaber. So although normally one should be machmir for 6 hours, and this is brought down by all the poskim, by the Taz and the Shach, that Mishi Yeshvoi, they use the expression of Mishi Yeshvoi Reach Torah. Somebody who has the fragrance of Torah in him should definitely be machmir for 6 hours. And today's poskim also said that refers also to people who have the minhag to keep 3 hours. They should be encouraged. Reb Shlomo Zalman was very much for encouraging people, even those who have the minhag, to wait 3 hours to try and be machmir for 6 hours. Nevertheless, it's only a chumrah. So therefore, here, this person is in a predicament. So normally he's in a circumstance where he can be machmir. But here, his chumrah will come out a kula. If he was machmir for the opinion of 6 hours, then he'll be stuck and he'll end up with a bracha lebatala. So it would seem to be that we can advise this person, since the Ikar Halacha, according to the Rama, is really like Tosfos, that one may eat milk straight away as long as it's a separate meal, then one can rely on that at least to save his bracha from becoming a bracha
levatana. You have a problem with
Nisra
Neda.
Sorry?
You have a problem with
Nisra Neda. If a person's neg in a certain way, that sometimes has the importance or the attachment, the force of a neder, that he's taken on something upon himself. However, it's mavor in a few places. It's in halacha. A neder that you've taken on yourself to be stringent and to wait 6 hours.
So even if it's
not the strict halacha, but that's what you've taken on yourself. So therefore, maybe we're suggesting here that you can't be mekel. Because even though you haven't got a problem of batal v'cholah, but you've got your problem of neder. But it's mevorach always b'shas adchak and extenuating circumstances. We always rely that you can be lekula, because the poskim understand that even if I took on something as an hagah tova, as the way I want to behave, but I only took that on under normal circumstances. I didn't take that on when I'm faced with difficult circumstances. In fact, the poskim, the Chochmas Odom, who is very, very stringent about waiting 6 hours, he says that anybody who doesn't wait 6 hours transgresses. Right? So he's very stringent. He seems to say that the minhag in his place was even for the Ashkenaz to keep 6 hours. Nevertheless, he himself brings the kula that somebody is a chayle. We're not talking about chayle sheyesh b'sakana, a dangerously ill person. May rely on the opinion that an hour is good enough, right? So even we see that the place can give room for kula. So here, this person is faced with a predicament of bracha levatana. So it would seem that we can advise him to save his bracha, to prevent his bracha becoming bracha levatana, and never to take some of the chocolate. The Gemara in Brachas Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph says that one who makes a bracha levatala is oiver on loisisa Hashem Hashem lekecha lashov, right? Which is the third of the Aseret Dibras. One should not bear Hashem's name in vain, right? Because you're not allowed to make a bracha when you're not required to make a bracha. However, most Rishonim, Tosfos, the Rosh, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, most Rishonim say that this is not a nisum min haTorah. It can't be a nisum min haTorah, say the Rishonim. If I'm saying a praise to Hashem, think about the words, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elikeinu Melech HaOlam, Shakol Nimir Dvarim. So what if I didn't taste of that item? But in the end of the day, I'm praising Hashem. And of course I'm allowed to praise Hashem using the name of Hashem. So that which the Gemara says, that it's a bracha levatala, you transgress the issue of loisisa, it's only an esmachta ba'alma. It's only the way Chazal, they refer to that possible, but it's not really, one's not really being over on the nisum min haTorah. However, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch bring down this Gemara without any qualification. The Rambam is brought down by the Mechaber in Siv Tal, in Resh Tezvov, Arachayim, somebody who makes a bracha levatala, he is noise shem shemayin lashav. He is bearing Hashem's name in vain. No qualifications, mashmad, it's an issue in affair. In the Rambam's responsa, Shuvah Per Adoy, Simon Kuf Hei, he says explicitly that somebody who makes a bracha levatala is oiver min haTorah, transgresses a biblical issue of leitisa. So we're in a very, very big. We're not talking about an issur drabonon here. We're talking about the potential issur daraisa if he doesn't eat this chocolate. So therefore, definitely, this person is faced in a shas adchak, in extenuating circumstance, that we may advise him. Certainly, if an hour has elapsed, we may advise him to eat of the chocolate in order not to be faced with a problem of bracha levatala. In fact, one of the poskim wants to say that even within the hour you can advise him to take some of the chocolate. Why? Because as we said, really this opinion, the strict halacha is that you don't even need to wait an hour. All you need to do is make sure you're in a different meal. right? According to Tosfos, that's all you need to know. Even straight away, 5 minutes later, I can eat. As long as I've benched over the meaty meal. So therefore, and this extra hour is just a chumrah, really. It's just an extra addition. So some of the points you want to say that even if you're within the hour, right, nevertheless, since the strict halacha is that you're allowed to eat milk, you may eat the chocolate even within the hour. However, some poskim argue, no, you can't advise this person to eat the chocolate, because what are you trying to suggest? You want to tell him, you know, save some of the chocolate so that your bracha won't become bracha levatana. Rabbi Sai, what happens in the following scenario? A person, his yetzer hara has grabbed, got hold of him. He's got to go to McDonald's, right? He's got to. There's no happening. But he hasn't got a yetzer hara not to make brachos. He doesn't want to get two gehenim, two lots of gehenim. So he doesn't want to do two wrongs. He wants to minimize, keep it to a minimum. What would you advise this person to do when he goes in? And what should he make a bracha on his beef burger? On his beef burger, he doesn't want to get upstairs. He'll get gehenim for eating tricks and for not making a bracha. Should he make a bracha? Correct. That is the halacha. It's a matter of dispute, like everything between the rishonim. But we paskin, the mechaber and kuf tzadivav paskins like the Shulchan Aruch, that one may not make a bracha on something which is a nisul drabonah. Something which is a nisul, and even if it's a nisul drabonah, one may not make a bracha on it. And therefore, these poskim suggest that you can't advise him. If the actual halacha is that you need to wait 6 hours, then you haven't gained anything by telling him to eat, because you're not allowed to make a bracha on a machal shalisu. So first of all, the answer to that is, number one is, but we've got poskim to say it's mutar. And number two is that we find a similar sort of scenario brought down in the Ramah in Hilchos Kiddush. What happens, Rabbi, I come home, and it's an early Shabbos, a winter Shabbos. I come home, not in a hurry, on Friday night, and he comes down, sits down, reclines on his sofa, and he falls asleep for half an hour. Gets up, and the first thing he thinks is about how hungry he is, and he goes to the bread, to the challah, he says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Ha'olam, Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. What should he do? What should he do now? And he just comes now, he hasn't made kiddush. Sorry? He makes the next bracha of kiddush. He continues, before eating the bread, just continue with the nutach of kiddush, so that you're making kiddush. If you haven't got wine, you can make kiddush on the path, on the bread. So that's what this person should do, in order to stop him, that he shouldn't be faced with the bracha of batala. Just bring about the situation that you made kiddush ala path. However, what happened, the same scenario, on Motzei Shabbos, just before Motzei Shabbos, he makes Hamotzi Lechem Naaretz and realizes he hasn't made Havdalah. Here we can't, one can't make Havdalah on bread even if one hasn't got any wine. So we can't tell him that suggestion. So what would you say? It's part of Kiddush. I'm making, it's Hamotzi, instead of Borei Pri HaGefen, it's Hamotzi Lechem Naaretz. Sorry?
But lechem
in the
only is not
yet to be kidding. No. So, on Abdullah, there are masters in Rish Ayin Aleph, Simon Hay, that what you should do, despite the fact that you have an Isur to eat bread before Abdullah, nevertheless, what you should do is taste some of the bread so at least you're not faced with this situation of having made Bracha Levatullah. So, we see a similar ruling of the Ramah there, that although I have an issur now, but since it's just a circumstantial issur, I'm not talking about a piece, an item which is intrinsically has an issur in it. I'm just in a time where it is also for me to eat, and that the Ramah permits me to transgress this issur in order so that I'm not rendered with a bracha levatala. And he's not concerned with the fact, you're not allowed to make a bracha on an item which is an issur. So we see that something which is just circumstantially also, it's not, there's no issur on the chayfet, there's no issur on the item itself. I'm just in a situation now that I'm not allowed to eat it. You may eat the item in order to stop a bracha levatala. The same here, this person, although he's offered to eat milk, he's advised to have a piece of this chocolate in order so that his bracha is not rendered a bracha levatala. So Rabbi, so the conclusion is that if he has waited, certainly if he's waited more than an hour, then he should take some of a mashul of the chocolate in order to stop, in order to save his bracha v'atola. Some poskim allow it even within the hour. However, if the dessert was brought in and he's in the same meal and he made shahakon and realized it was a milchike ice cream, then it's a predicament. Then we cannot advise him to taste the ice cream because there's no poskim to rely on, and therefore we'll leave that scenario for next time. Thank you for listening.